The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
So, of course, yesterday I was talking about copycat recipes, which, of course, then makes me wonder, where did the phrase copycat come from? Well, there are copycat killers, and there's copycat recipes, and, well, you're just a copycat, and I probably used that in first or second grade when I was talking to somebody who was copying off me. And I don't mean copying a paper. They were mimicking me or aping me or whatever it was. See, but there's aping. So why isn't it a copy monkey? Which, in Japan, it actually is a copy monkey because monkeys tend to mimic. Cats don't. They say the origins go back to at least the 19th century, and that's when it first showed up in literature, but they think it has more to do with the fact is that cats, while not known to imitate, cats have always been kind of associated with mischief or evil to some people. So really, it's a negative stereotype where you're copying something, and, well, a cat is necessarily not a good thing, so hence copycat. So who knows where the actual origins are, but of course, I went down the rabbit hole yesterday looking for 2 or 3 hours and couldn't find the definitive answer. I wasted another few hours finding something that just, well, don't need to know, but I guess I had to know. That's just me.